yard line. A nice run by Derrick Brown pushes Ubley inside Bad X's red zone.
Yeah, Derrick Brown looks extremely small from back here, Clark, but he runs extremely hard. Stiff arms, a linebacker of the Hatchets, and goes upfield. The only man left to get him, Tommy Morneau, and successfully makes the tackle. That's his eighth tackle of the ball game for Tommy Morneau, and that one there, a touchdown-saving tackle.
A 21-yard run from Derrick Brown from the 37 down to the 21-yard line. First and 10 for the Bearcats. Left right across your radio. T formation, right is under center. Here's the snap, and it's going to be right on the keeper around the right end. Has a lead blocker. He's inside the 10, brought down at the 8-yard line as Tommy Morneau surges to the play and brings him down for a 7-yard gain.
Well, Tommy Morneau makes a very nice individual effort. Jeffrey Wright rolls to the outside. A blocker there to pick up Tommy Morneau. And again, Tommy Morneau gets there, forces Jeffrey Wright to go back to the middle of the field, and still finds a way to shed that blocker and make the tackle on Jeffrey Wright to stop him from getting even more than he did. 7 yards on the play for the Bearcats, and they are moving steady right now.
Working inside the 10-yard line at the right hash of the 9. T formation for the Bearcats, leading 20-8, 9.5 left in third. Hand off to number 23, Roman Welton, gets still close down to the end zone line. And they say he's just shy about it by a yard. It's going to be a 7-yard gain. A new set of downs, first and goal from the 1. And 4 chances to get her in.
Wow, that Ubley just pushing the pile forward. Nothing out of the ordinary. Wing T pounding the football. They have done a nice job mixing up the backers. They come out strong with Brown, then mix in right. And now one of my favorites, you know, they go back to Welton on the other side. It's been there all night. He actually ruined his touchdown ratio. He's not, every other carry goes for a touchdown now for Roman Welton.
First and goal from the 1. Wright keeps it for himself and tries to go behind center in, and he's in for the score. Ubley touchdown makes it 26-8 over Bad Axe with 9:03 left in the third quarter.
And again, you got to love on the 1-yard line or even less when the quarterback dials up that quarterback sneak. You set a snap count, you go with it on instinct, and fall forward behind your center. And that's what Jeffrey Wright does. He falls into the end zone. 6 points more for the Bearcats, 26-8. They lead, 2-point conversion on the way.
Trying to make this one 28-8 with a successful 2-point conversion, 9:03 left in the third quarter. Wing T to the right. Wright is under center. Rolling to his right and passing. And this one is out of reach for the intended receiver, number 30, Anthony Sweeney. The 2-point conversion is no good, so the score remains Ubley 26, Bad Axe 8 with 9:03 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network. Dang it.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Ubley's kickoff goes out to Martin Messing and brought in at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Hatchets, right to left across the radio. They trail Ubley 26-8 with less than 9 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Two receivers wide each way. Morneau in the pistol with a man to his right. Now a man in motion to the near sideline, and it's going to be Tom Morneau on the keeper right through the middle. Gets out to about the 33-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Brought down by Darren Soule, the 6'3", 205 junior.
I like the play. They bring the slot running back, Buddy McLeod, in motion. They run the read option with him. Morneau puts it in his lap, takes it back, and dives up the middle for 3 yards. Not much else there on either play call, but I know Marno fumbled on the last series. It's good to see him confidently run the read option and run the ball and get a nice gain on first down, 2nd and 7 for the Hatchets.
Update from the Lakers game. Beale City at halftime leading 20-0 over Lakers. Time to Marno breaking right through the middle. He has room to run. He's into Ubley territory all the way down to the 43-yard line. He started at the 33 of his own territory into Ubley territory by another 7 yards. A beautiful 20-yard gain for Time to Marno. 1st and 10 for the Hatchets.
Yeah, design run that time to Tommy as he runs through the right side of the line and shows a burst of speed, gets up the field quickly, and a big gain for the Hatchets. Now 1st down, 2 receivers each way.
1st and 10, and it's going to be Tommy Renaud around the left end. Ubley in hot pursuit, and they're going to bring him down for a yard, a loss at the 44-yard line. On the bound of that pile is Nathan Keller. 5'5", 145-pound junior, brings Marno down for a yard loss. 2nd and 11 from Ubley 44-yard line. Bearcats on offense, trailing 8-26.
Now that time, Tommy Marno, a little bit too much instincts on the play, not reading the defense, feeling the momentum in his way, just takes the ball a little too early, telegraphs it, gives the Ubley defense a chance to swarm him, and instead of handing it off that time. But anyway, 2nd and 11 for the Hatchets.
Marno keeping it this time around the right end, has about 5 yards now. He's pushing for the 1st down, and he has it. But as he's going outside, the lead block appears to be holding against Bad Axe, and this more than likely will be coming back. Derek Brown on the tackle for Ubley.
It absolutely is.
And that's a hold against Bad Axe. This will be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which is at the 37-yard line.
Well, the guilty party there is number 20 for the Hatchets, Jack Thompson. He's a senior on this Hatchet team. He was down the field about 3 yards short of the line of scrimmage. He was trying to block the defensive back, and that flag was thrown right at him. It looked like he held, trying to get Tommy Marno spring-loaded around the outside. He did, but unfortunately, you can't do it the way he did.
So now Bad Axe pushed back to their 47-yard line. 2nd down, 14 yards to go. They have 2 wide each way. Marno in the pistol and has John Messing to his left. 2nd down, 14 yards to go. Man in motion to the near sideline, and Morneau's going to fake the handoff and go straight forward and gets back to maybe the original line of scrimmage to the 44-yard line brought down by Nathan Keller. It's a 3-yard gain, sets up a 3rd and a ways to go, 11 yards to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like he got about 3 on that play again. The slot receiver, number 23, Bailey Iden, comes in motion this time. They run the read option with him. Marno keeps it for himself, dives with the middle to get 3 yards. But now 3rd and a long 10, maybe 11 to go now for the Hatchets.
There's the snap. Marno fumbles a little bit, keeps it in, and goes for the pass. And it's brought in by Martin Messing at the 25-yard line. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Bad Axe, on a 3rd and 11 from the 44-yard line. A pass to Martin Messing is complete and in for the touchdown. Bad Axe in double digits. It's now Ubley 26, Bad Axe 14 with 6:34 left in the third quarter.
Either was a great fake or it was a broken down play. They looked like they wanted the screen pass to Buddy McLeod in the slot over here on our side of the field, the near side of the field, and it wasn't there. Tommy Marno pump fakes, looks down the field, and throws it up for grabs. 81, Martin Messing, the bigger of the Messing twins. One-on-one coverage goes up and gets to play, carries, brings it in for a huge play, and goes in for the score.
And Marno on the keeper on the two-point conversion is stopped short, so it remains Ubley 26. Bad Axe 14 with 6:34 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out Game Feeders, trail cameras,